Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I lost all my joy. I lost all my hope. What am I going to do?
What? The joy doctor? Yes, yes, yes. I will call the joy doctor. Yes, you tune in to Blog Talk Radio where you're listening live to the Joy Doctor. Yes, the Joy Doctor is brought to you each Monday evening from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, I would like to thank all my listeners that have been listening faithfully to the Joy Doctor. He's brought to you each Monday on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, and tonight we will go back and visit Pee-wee, where we picked up, where we left off last week, where Pee-wee was home alone. And, you know, being home alone, he was able to think about some things. He was able to ponder on some things. And I believe he even gave birth to some of those things that were dead that was within him. See, that's what can happen when you're home alone. But as we look at him tonight, we'll see that not only was he able to be home alone, was he not able to just ponder on some things, but he began to dig deep. Yes, he began to dig deep. And as he began to dig deep, you'll find that there is joy when you begin to go deep. Yeah, yeah, there's joy in the depthness of your soul. All you have to do is just search for it. Seek it out. If you look for it, you're destined to find it. So let's join Pee-wee now as he is home alone, but he's having a good time. Well, I got to get over here and wash some of these dishes that I done made, because boy, that rice and that chicken and them biscuits, boy, they hit the spot. Boom. Boy, that was my grandma's recipe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grandma, you know, she knew I'd throw it down, boy. She get in there with them flip-flops, them tube socks, roll down that ankle, her throw-over dress and her duster with her head rag on her head. Yeah. Of course, she had to have that little piece of tobacco in her mouth. Cause you know, my grandmother, she dipped her some snuff. Yeah, she dipped her some snuff and she chewed her some tobacco. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. But I tell you what, boy, could nobody in Mabon, yeah, nobody in Mabon, they couldn't beat my grandmother cooking them biscuits and smothered chicken and smothered pork chop, boy. Woo! That chicken came fresh off the yard. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Boy, she go out there and catch that chicken by his neck. That's a dead chicken. I tell you what, that was a dead chicken. That was a dead chicken, boy. Not only that, boy, but grandma was bad, boy. She come in there and cook that chicken up. She throw it all together, feather it, and get it all together. And, boy, that was some good eating. That was some good eating. But you couldn't be in the kitchen when grandma was in the kitchen. No, grandma didn't play that. Grandma didn't play that with kids in the kitchen while she cooking. No, she'll call you in there to get you to bring her something. Yeah, then she'll reach you one of them black bananas off the top of the refrigerator. Yeah, they were ripe. I mean, they were ripe. Well, they wasn't yellow. They were yellow black. Yeah, they looked like yellow jackets, yeah, they were black and yellow, black and yellow, yeah. They was nice and soft. She said she used that for her homemade banana pudding. Oh, I get chills when I think about that thing. But see, grandma always thought me to be special. Yeah, she did. She thought me to be special. Yeah, because, you know, I didn't eat banana pudding. So she made me that, what they call it, cookie pudding. Yeah, she did. She made some of that cookie pudding for me. Just for me, and she put it all to the side. She said, here you go, baby. There for you. Yeah, did nobody mess with my cookie pudding. Everybody else would eat banana pudding homemade by grandmama, and I would eat my cookie pudding. Woo! Boom, we had a good time. But yeah, boy, we didn't stay in that kitchen when grandma was in there. No, we didn't stay in the kitchen when grandma was in there. We had to go outside. Yeah, grandma didn't play that. Yeah, she wasn't going to sit out on her furniture and stuff either, because you know she had that white sheet and that plastic over. Yeah, she had that big plastic, boy. Well, boy, when you sit down in the summertime, boy, you get up and thought you had been to the pool. Well, not the pool, but the pond at that time, because we didn't have no pool. We swam with the fish. Yeah, we did. We swam with the fish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw some snakes, too. Yeah. Yeah, they call them water moccasins. Yeah, that's what they were. That's what they were. Yeah, she always tell us, y'all go down there, y'all watch out for them snakes. But we weren't watching out for no snakes. We were just trying to pick up some blackberries. Yeah. Y'all know what blackberries is? Uh-huh. Yeah, them blackberries. Them big old berries that grows in the thickest of the vine. Yeah. And every time you see a thickest vine, you always see a snake. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. But we didn't care. Because there was some, woo-wee! There was some good berries. Yes, they were. They were the big, thick berries. Boy, they about as thick as your thumb. Long too, yeah. They were juicy. Yeah, they used them to make blackberry pie. Woo! Mm-mm. Yeah, that blackberry pie. Woo! Ain't nothing like it. Ain't nothing like it. It don't wait till the mid-summer. Well, almost the summer. And the peaches get right. Woo! They be falling off the tree. You just put your basket down there, boy. Take them in there. Grandma be making them peach preserves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, where you put them in the mason jar and they put the little lid on the top and they call it canning. Yeah, that's what it was called. It was called canning. Yeah. Grandma always say, get all you can and can all you get. I didn't understand what Grandma would talk about at that time, but now I know. Now I know. Yeah. You can't use everything at one time. You got to save some for later. Yeah, you got to save some for later. You can't use everything at one time. That's what Grandmama taught me. She said, son, if you eat it all now, you won't have none for later. But I want to make sure that you get full. Because you got to be full around here. Because, you know, Grandma don't play that going around on no empty stomach. Nah, baby's got to be full. Yeah, she made sure we were full, too, boy. Boy, she had them black and yellow bananas. Ooh, every time we come in the house, she had a cookie. Ooh-wee. Talk about, no, Grandma didn't make them cookies. Mm-mm. No, that was them big lemon jumbo cookies. Yeah. Yeah, she had them in a jar right on the side, on the table, in the middle of the table. Yeah, right there where she had a mason jar with some water and a fresh pick flowers. Yeah, well, they weren't really fresh pick. They were artificial. But that's all right. They were her flowers. Yeah, they were. They were her flowers. Yeah. We ate them cookies, boy. Whew. Them some jumbo cookies, the lemon kind. Ooh, they were good. They were good, man. I'm telling you, they were good. Ooh, yeah, they were good. But, boy, whenever we go down to Grandma's house, we would always have a good time. Yeah, we would. We have a good time. They got outside all day long. Woo! And it was hot. It was hot. Woo! It was hot. Boy, I remember that time when we were down there and all of us were riding around on the bicycle and Grandma came out the door hollering, yo, get off that wheel. We said, huh, ma'am? No, because you didn't say huh to Grandmama. No, you didn't say huh to Grandmama. Grandma get that broom. Yeah, see, back then, it wasn't no child abuse. Grandma used the word. Hey, Grandma used the word. Grandma says, better rise, spoil the child. And ain't nothing going to stink around him. I said, Grandma, what you mean? If you do something, I'm going to tear that end up. Yeah, I'm going to get you good. Get that bottom. Yes, I will. But, you know, you just as sweet, Pee-wee. You don't give me no trouble. Not like them other ones. No, not like them other ones. Boy, they come down here and they try to tear up my whole house. I can't have that, Pee-wee. You know I can't have that. I know, Grandmama, I know. Yes. But Grandmama, boy, rest her soul, woo, she was good to me. Boy, I remember that time when Grandma went to church. Woo. Oh, the preacher got the preaching. And he messed around and stomped on the plate. And the dust came up. She got in Grandmama's nose. She went to coughing. Couldn't know what was going with Grandma over there. Grandma tried to get out of the church. They tried to fan and set her down. They tried to pick, push, let her get up. She trying to get up. They trying to push her right back down. Grandma said, how long did they leave me alone? I ain't got no spirit. I just got a little dust in my throat. Yeah, and I was trying to get it. I was giving me some air so I can breathe. You know, my grandma, boy, she didn't bite her tongue. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. She didn't bite her tongue. Yeah, I believe that's where Uncle George get it from. Yeah, I believe that's where Uncle George get it from. Because, you know, Uncle George don't bite his tongue either. Uncle George going to let you know how it is. Yeah. Yeah, Uncle George is my grandmama's brother. Yeah, that's my grandmama's brother. Yeah, she loves us from Uncle George, too. Yeah, that was her baby brother. Baby brother, yeah, baby brother. You know how it was. They didn't say baby brother back during that time. They said baby bro. Baby bro. Yeah. They said baby bro. But I tell you what, boy, there was some good times. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. We didn't have to worry about nothing. I mean, we didn't have to worry about nothing. Woo! And we was outside all day. We weren't like the kids are now. All on the Nintendo, all on the PlayStation 3, all on the Wii, all on the computer, all on the cell phone. You ask them to cut the yard, they'll ask you how. You ask them, do they want to go fishing? They say, where? They don't know nothing about surviving. Now, these kids today don't know nothing about surviving. They don't know nothing about how back in the day how we had to make our own toys, where we played cowboys and Indians and went to the woods and cut us a stick down and got us some clothesline wire and put it on there and made a bow, cut up another piece of wood and made an arrow. Yeah. We call that cowboys and Indians. Yeah, and we didn't have no guns like these young folk around here. They go around killing folks and shooting up things and causing all these ruckus. We didn't have all that. We had a slingshot. Yeah, we did. It was made out of a piece of wood like a Y. Uh-huh. And we took some rubber bands and a piece of leather. Yeah, you put a rock on that boy, you pull it back real hard. We wasn't shooting at nothing but coke bottles and cans. Yeah, that's all we could do. Yeah, grandma didn't play. So when we were at grandma, boy, we was on our P's and Q's. Yeah. That means good behavior. Yeah. We was on good behavior. Because we didn't want grandma to take us to the woodshed. Yeah, grandma had that big leather belt. Woo! Yeah, she put her weight on it. You know how they say now, put your weight on it? Yeah. Boy, when grandma hits you, boy, she put your weight on it, boy. She bring you up and then take you right back down, boy. Woo, grandma didn't play. But yeah, these kids don't know nothing about surviving. Now they don't know nothing about surviving. Back then, we would go to the woods. We would cut us down our own fishing pole. Yeah, we would. Yeah, we would. The little chain pole. You know, the little brown thing that grow out in the woods and the sticks. We'd get our own fishing pole. Go to the store with a dollar. Get us a fishing line and a little bubble thing called a cork. Go down to my uncle's. Yeah, Uncle George. Go down to Uncle George and we would dig up some up little worms, put them in a cage, and we would be off the fish. Yeah, we would. Boy, we'll be down there. Boy, we had some good times fishing. Woo! Except for that one time we almost died. Yes, yes, yes. Woo, boy, that was scary. Boy, that was scary. Yeah, we almost died. We were going to this fishing bank, and we throwed our fishing poles over, and we were going to come down the side, you know, down the little trail, you know, the little path that somebody already done beat down for us. You know, that's how they get that word, trailblazer. Yeah, that's how they get that word, trailblazer. So we were going to go down that little path right there. I tell you, we throwed our fishing pole over there now, and by the time we got halfway down the trail, we looked. We said, see our fishing pole nowhere. Now, I know I wasn't crazy. I know we just throwed them fishing poles over there across that creek bed. And we saw one going down toward the bottom. Yeah, going down toward the bottom. Boy, you talking about some scared little children. Yeah, we were scared then. Boy, we ran back up that trail. We got up there to Grandma. Boy, we knocked on the door. Grandma, Grandma, Grandma. She came out there. What y'all doing making all that racket? You know, they didn't say the word noise. You know, they had all their own way of talking. Down in the country, you know, they always saying stuff. What y'all doing making all that racket? We said, Grandma, we lost our fishing pole. Lost your fishing pole? How you managed to do that? Oh, she said, y'all been down there at the bottom. All we could do was drop our head and say, yes, ma'am. She said, I told y'all. Don't y'all go down there. Some strange things be down there. We said, yes, ma'am, we know now. Yeah, because, you know, that could have been one of us. That could have been one of us down there in that creek. Jumping over there with the poles in our hand. Because, you know, we did some Evel Knievel stuff. You know, we would build a ramp and have a little bicycle and run on the bicycle. Hold on, let me see who these are calling me. Let me see who they are calling me. Hello? No? It's Pee-wee. No? You got the wrong number. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. He's 5412. Yeah, that's his number, 5412. All right. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, how are they going to get his number mixed up with mine? Our number ain't nowhere like it. I don't understand all that. Man, I tell you today, boy, this technology is supposed to be working for you, but I think it's working against you. Yeah. But back to my story, you know. Down there, in the bottom, they call it, where we lost our fishing poles. Went down in the creek bed. We had to go back up and tell Grandma where we was at. Boy, we thought we were going to get in trouble. But because we lost our fishing pole, that would save us. Yeah, that would save us. But we didn't try no more. I bet you. We did not try no more. No, sir, no, ma'am, no, siree. No, we didn't. We didn't try no more. Yeah, we still went fishing. But we didn't go fishing down there. Yeah, they said they heard noises and stuff down off in there, too. Yeah, they had ghost stories and everything. They told us all about that. Yeah, yes, they did. Yes, they did. But there were some good times. I tell you, there were some good times. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. There were some good times. Yeah, we always had cold water. Yeah. We always had cold water because, you know, we went down to the well. Yeah, the well. W-E-L-L, the well. Yeah, we had to go down there and draw the water. had to throw the bucket down off in there, pull that bucket back up on that road thing. Woo! Talking about some manual labor. I ain't know nothing about child labor law, did, but boy, I tell you. Woo! I know we got violated on some of them real big time, real big time. Yeah, but we'll roll that bucket back up in there. Boy, that water be so cold. Yeah, it was cold, man. It was cold. Uh-huh. Cold, fresh water. Yeah, because, you know, grandma didn't play that running in there. No. Grandma didn't play that running in there. She sure didn't. She didn't play that running in and out. Yeah, once you was out, you was out. Once you was outside, baby. It ain't like it is now. Kids come in the house, they stay in the house for a little while. They decide they want to go in the room, they go in the room. They decide they want to turn the air conditioner on, they turn the air conditioner on, get cool. Then go back outside with the air conditioner on and then come back in the house and be cool again. No. No, we didn't play that. Grandma had that box fan. Yeah, she did the window fan. You know the little square one? Yeah, she had that window fan, and you didn't get in front of her window fan, man, I'm telling you. No, that's one thing you did not do. You did not come between Grandmama and her window fan. Woo, no, you didn't. No, she said, stop, child, right there. Yeah, sit down now, right there. Yeah, you can't be blocking my house. Yeah, Grandma didn't play that. She didn't allow you to block her hair. Now she had to feel that air. Woo! And that air was hot. She said it was cool, but it sure felt hot to me. Especially on a hot day. The hot air was blowing through there. She had a back door kind of crack. Yeah, she had a back door kind of crack. And then the breeze blew all the way through. Yeah, blew all the way through. But I tell you, there was some good times. There was some good times. Yeah, there was some good times. Yeah, we had a good time with our grandma. We got a chance to enjoy grandma. We got a chance to enjoy grandma. And we got some good life lessons, too. Yeah. Yeah. Got some good life lessons. Yeah, we did. Yeah, like the one where she said, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. Oh, boy, that is a true statement. That is a true statement. Yeah, because our well almost ran dry. Yeah, we almost didn't have no water. But just in the nick of time, long came the rain. Yeah, long came the rain. Yeah, Grandma said she was talking to the good Lord, and he sent us that rain to fill our well up. Yeah, because we were scared. We were scared we wouldn't run no more water and stuff for Grandma to cook them biscuits. Yeah, we weren't worried about nothing there. We just worried about them biscuits. Cause boy, them biscuits was a meal by herself. Whew, but it was a biscuit. Boy, don't let her fix them hot water cornbread. Boy, she had some hot water cornbread with them cabbages. Whew. Boy. And some cold tea. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yeah, every time you went out, Grandma's house, she either had cold tea, cold water, or cold lemon, cold Kool-Aid. Yeah. She had a little lemonade every now and then, but that was the main one. She had cold water, cold tea, and some cold Kool-Aid. Yeah, you know it already. You know it already. You know it already, Kool-Aid. Yeah, you got a red Kool-Aid. Yeah. We ain't know nothing about that other stuff. Only because we thought Kool-Aid came here with red. Yeah, we didn't know about the grape, the orange. Well, yes, we did. Come over to Uncle George's house, we drank Tang. Yeah, that's how it tastes too. Tang. Yeah, a little in an orange little cup. He'll fill a jug up with water. And he'll pull it off in there and stir. He said, y'all come on and go in and get y'all some of this Tang. We're like, Tang, what's that? Well, we drank it down with some of the bitter stuff. Woo-wee! But we were thirsty. We were thirsty. So when we were thirsty, we had to drink it. We had to drink it because we were thirsty. Yeah, that's what happened when we thirsty. We had to drink that thing. Because, you know, Uncle George, he wasn't like Grandma.
Mm-mm.
No. Uncle George wasn't like Grandma.
Mm-mm.
So we would visit Uncle George every now and then. Because we always stayed with Grandma. Yeah, Grandma, yeah, she loved it us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, you couldn't stay over 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Couldn't stay over 3 days. So, you know, anything over 3 days, Grandma said, you don't go out, you're welcome. You got to leave here. Mm-hmm. So we would mainly stay with her on the weekend. Yeah, we would mainly stay with her on the weekend. We'd go down there that Friday evening, be there that Friday night, Saturday. And you know, that Saturday night, boy, we had to have a fish fry. Uh-huh. Yeah, Grandma, boy, she believed in them fish fries. Yeah, she said she would raise the money for the church. Uh-huh. Yeah, she raised the money for the church. Yeah, so she had them fish fry. Yeah, but then sometimes she was just doing it for the family to get together. Uh-huh. Yeah. For Grandma say, it's always good for family to get together. Even if you don't like each other, it's still good to get together. Because we never know when we're going to need each other. Yeah, she says, family always get together. Even if you don't like one another, even if you can't stand one another, family don't change. They're still family. Yeah, that's one of the life lessons I learned from Grandma. Uh-huh. Yeah, family's still family. That's right. No matter what happens, no matter what comes, no matter what goes, yeah. That's why it's just me, Uncle George, and Uncle Bo. Uh-huh. Yeah. Me, Uncle George, and Uncle Bo. That's the last of our crew. Yeah, we family. We got to stick together. We got to stick together. Yeah. That's right. That's right. Because family is family no matter what. We got to stick together. Yeah, but you know, Grandma, they didn't do right. Grandma would tell them exactly how she felt. Like I said, Grandma didn't bite her tongue. She would tell them exactly how she felt. Yeah, she'd tell them if she didn't like something. She'd tell them if she wasn't going to do something. Yeah, she had what I'm saying. She said, I'd rather tell you up front than for you to stick out behind. I said, Grandma, what you mean by that? She said, I'll tell you up front to your face so that way you won't show your behind. I said, show your behind? Yeah, she said, you won't be mad. You'll be mad and have all that stuff dragging behind you. I said, oh, well, Mama, why you won't do that? You can't stop a person from getting mad, can you? She said, no, baby, you can't stop them from getting mad. But it's better for you to tell them up front than for them to hear it some other kind of way. I said, hear it some other kind of way? She said, yeah, better for you to tell them up front than them for to hear it from somebody else. I said, okay. Okay, so now I know that if there's a situation or a circumstance that arises, you have to talk face-to-face, man-to-man. Yeah, man-to-man. That's right. That's right. Ain't none of this he say or she say stuff. It's what I want to tell you, I tell you, and what you want to tell me, you tell me. That's right. That's right. That's what Grandma always said. Uh-huh. You know, Grandma was right. Yeah, Grandma was right, yeah. She had them signs, yeah. She said, if your right hand get the itching, baby, you gonna get you some money. Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. If your right ear start itching, yeah, somebody talking good about you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if your left eye jumping, baby, you rest assured you gonna be made mad somewhere down there within a few days. I said, no, Grandma, them signs don't work. But I tell you what, whenever my hand gets itchy, boy, I sure be looking for me some money. And 9 times out of 10, I sure get some. Uh-huh. Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, I sure do. Cause like I said, Grandma was right. Yeah, Grandma was right. I always wonder, how did Grandma know these things? Yeah, Grandma was a wise woman. Uh-huh. Yes, she was. She was smart. Back then, I thought she just had supernatural powers or something. I didn't know what was going on because she would say something. And, man, I tell you, within a few days or on down the line a little bit, it was going to happen. Yeah, it was going to happen. My Uncle George always said my grandma was bootlegged. He said she was bootlegged. I ain't know what bootlegging was, but I tell you what, whatever she said, I held the beard of my heart because I knew it was true. Yeah, see, no, grandma, she didn't lie to me. She didn't lie to me. She said, life is what you make it, baby. Yeah, she said, if you make your bed hard, you got a lie in it. I said, what that mean, Grandma? She said, if you make bad decisions and wrong choices, you got to live with them. Good or bad, you got to live with them. I said, okay, Grandma, so you mean if I go and do something wrong and go to jail, that's my fault? I got to stay in there? She said, yeah, baby. Because Grandma ain't going to spend no money, not her hard-earned money, to come and get you out. I love you, but you know right from wrong. And she said, long as you do right, right going to follow you. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, you going to have some good days. You going to have some bad days. But in spite of, always do what is right. She said it might not always feel good. Because everything that feels good to you ain't good for you. Boy, that took me a long time to get that one. Woo! Yeah, that took me a long time to get that one. Boy, because I tell you, boy, when something feels good to you, you know, it got to be right. It got to be true. But once again, like I said, Grandma was always right. Everything that's good to you ain't good for you. Yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Yeah. So Grandma, boy, she taught me some good lessons. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She taught me some good lessons. Her, Uncle George, and Uncle Bo. Yeah, they might not always get along, but they gonna come together. Yeah, they will come together. When situation would arise, family things, you can see them huddling up over there in the little corner. So, you know, they didn't have no cell phones. They didn't have none of that during that time. They had one phone in the house, and if you wasn't careful, everybody heard your conversation. Everybody heard your conversation. Yeah, because it was a party line. No, not like, hey. No, it wasn't like that. I don't know how they had it. But, you know, Grandma could be on the phone, and I could hear her say, somebody just picked up on me. And I'm looking around like, Grandma, ain't nobody here but me and you. And I don't see no pickup truck out in the yard. What you mean somebody done picked up? She said, somebody was eavesdropping, baby. They picked up the phone and hear what I had to say. I said, ooh, Grandma, you wasn't talking bad about nobody, were you? She said, no, baby, I don't do that. No. She said, that's gossiping. She said, I don't do that, baby. No, I don't do that. I said, okay, Grandma, well, you know, you ain't got nothing to worry about, you know, because you said, if you say it one time, you warm enough to say it again. Yeah, baby, and I meant that. That's what she said. She said, yeah, baby, I meant that. If I say it one time, I can say it 10,000 times. I said, 10,000, Grandma? She said, yeah, baby, I can say it 10,000 times. Whatever I say one, I can say 10,000 times. I said, okay, Grandma, well, you ain't got nothing to worry about. She said, but I hate it when people be eavesdropping because then they get part of the conversation and they run with it. I said, run with it. She said, yeah, they ain't got the whole truth. They just got part of the conversation. Then they want to go and add their little bit to it and fix their little part. I said, well, that's all right, Grandma. You know it's going to be all right. She said, yeah, because you know Grandma don't play. If anybody asks me something, I'm going to tell them exactly what I said. I said, I know, Grandma. I know. I said, that runs in the family. She said, yeah, baby. And she said, don't ever be scared of what man can do to you. Put your hope and trust in the good Lord. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, at that time, I didn't know who the good Lord was. I didn't know. But she always talked about the good Lord. I never seen him. But I know she'd get up and she was saying, I was talking to the good Lord this morning. And I'm looking around like, come on. Ain't nobody here but me and you. Who else came here? She said, nah, baby, the good Lord, you can't see him, but he's here. Now, when she said that, that made me kind of nervous, because I'm like, you know, Grandma, I ain't trying to get out of here, you know, there's no ghosts and no spirits and stuff. She said, that's a good thing. The Lord comes down, he sends his help. I said, okay, Grandma, all right, I'll take your word. I said, all right, Grandma. But, yeah, I tell you. Woo! We had some good times. Yeah, we had some good times down in the country. Yeah, down in the country where, whoo, everybody is somebody. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows just about everybody. If they don't know you, they know about you or they know of you. Yeah, you don't have to be scared to wave. You don't have to be scared to say hello. You don't have to be scared you're going to get cut off because, you know, you can't cut off nobody on a gravel road. Now, I'll try to cut somebody off on a gravel road. You know, you can end up in the ditch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Down in the country, they ain't had no what they call paved roads. Yeah. They didn't have no paved roads. They had the gravel and the dirt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even in the summertime, when it did a lot of rain, sometimes you had to stay home. Uh-huh. Because the gravel and the dirt around the bridges, sometimes they'll be a little washed out. So they tell you to be careful going across that bridge or wait a day and then go. Yeah. They were smart. Yeah, Grandma and them were smart. They didn't play. They were smart, and they stuck to their word. Yeah, they stuck to their word. They told you something. You can count on it. Uh-huh. Well, that's enough of me reflecting on my good time back when Grandma. Let me get on up here and get my stuff ready because, you know, I got to go to work tomorrow. Yeah. I got to go to work tomorrow. Yeah. Got to go down that butcher shop. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, go out to the butcher shop, show my skills. Yeah, show them how to cut that up. See, that's why I learned how to do all that. I learned all that down in the country. Uh-huh. Yeah, working with my Uncle Bubba. Uh-huh. Boy, Uncle Bubba used to get them hogs. Uh-huh. Yeah. He would take them hogs and be able to cut them up and all that good stuff. Yeah, he had a smoke house and all that. Yeah, Uncle Bubba, boy. Uncle Bubba was sharp, boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Uncle Bubba will shoot you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he will. Yeah. He didn't play. Yeah, he didn't play. But he's a lot better now. Yeah, he's a lot better now. Because he can't see. Yeah. He can't hardly see now. So he's a lot better now. Yeah. He's a lot better now. But like I said, that's enough of me reflecting back on my good time down in the country. I need to come back over here to Earth. Come back up here to where I'm at. Yeah. Because I got to get my stuff ready for work tomorrow. Yeah, let me see here. Mm-hmm, I'm going to lay this out. Yeah, got to get my shoes. Yeah, get my shoes. Because, you know, got to look clean at the butcher shop. Yeah, because me and the boys, we're going to have to get together and have a meeting. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're trying to do something down the bush, Sean. We want to make it big where everybody will come. Yeah, where everybody will come. We want a one-stop shop, kind of like Walmart. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we want to have all the meats. Yeah, everything laid out and ready for people when they come. We're trying to make some changes. Yeah, we're trying to make some changes down at the butcher shop. Yeah, you know, I got my eye on somebody down there. Yeah, man, she is so is pretty. Yeah, she is. Woo-wee-wee. Yes, she is. Yes. Yes. And I sure wish my grandmama were here to see her. Yeah, she'll be proud of her pee-wee. Yes, she would. She'll be proud of her pee-wee. Yeah. I got to get a nerd ass out, though. Yeah. See, that's where Uncle George come in. See, I told you, family stick together. Family stick together. Yeah, when in need, yeah, family stick together. Not just all money. Can't be all money. Yeah, when you need somebody to talk to. Yeah, you should always be able to go and talk to somebody in the family. Yeah. Because, see, that's what family is. Family should be there for you. Right or wrong, thick or thin. Family should be there for you. Now, they like my family. They're going to tell you if you're right or wrong, but they're going to be there for you. Yeah, that's where Uncle George and Uncle Bubba is. Yeah. I had to tell them, too. I said, y'all know I respect y'all and my uncle. But if you're wrong, you're just wrong. Yeah, they say, you're right, Pee-wee, you're right. And I say, you're right, Uncle George, you're right, Uncle Bubba. Because, see, you can tell somebody they right or wrong and still respect them. Yes, you can. You don't have to get all loud and rude and call them out of their name and talking about them and all that stuff. You don't have to do all that. Our family wasn't raised like that. Nah, but I tell you, I done seen some family boys, they be going at it. I be like, are they really related? Yeah. But see, they don't do like Grandma said. Even if you can't get along, you should come together. Even if you don't get along, you should come together. Because family is important. That's where your memories lie. That's where your good times at. That's where your joy comes from. When you can reflect back and all the things that you've been through and all the things that you went through, but you still had joy. Yeah, come on, somebody. You're able to laugh at it now. Yeah, but back then it might have been a little rough. Might have been a little hard. But now you can laugh at it. You might have cried together. You might have cried alone. You might have been sad. Might have been upset. But now you got joy about that thing. Yeah. Because you're like, woo-wee. Boy, that show was a good time. Yeah, that show was a good time. Yeah. Well, I'm going to get on out of here and get my clothes ready. And so I'm going to have to wait. Yeah. I need that for tomorrow. That's right. I need that for tomorrow. Let me put that right there so I won't forget that. Yeah, put my keys right there. Yeah, put my keys right there. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go on over here, and I'm going to get these clothes ready. Yes, I am. Because I'm going to have a good time tomorrow. Yeah. Yes, I am. Yeah, down at the butcher shop. Woo! I'll be cutting it up. Hey! Yeah, I'll be cutting it up down at the butcher shop. Woo! Boy, we have a good time at the butcher shop. Yeah, I love my job. Yeah. Yeah, and I get in my 1985 Honda City. Yeah. And boy, I just cruise on. Woo! Cruising. Yeah. See, I don't be using all that bump rap stuff. Now I be listening to the old school. Yeah, the old school. That's right. That keeps you out of trouble. Keeps your mind settled. Mm-hmm. That's what Grandma always say. She always say, get something to keep your mind settled. You can't have your mind idle, and it can't be running around getting you all tired. You got to get your mind right. Get your mind settled. Yeah, I love them lessons I had with my grandma. Yeah, they taught me some things. They taught me some things. Yes, they did. Well, I think I'm going to call it a good night. Well, you've been listening to Pee-wee as he reflects back on his good time that he had with his grandmother. Yes, family is important. As he stated, no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation is, family should always come together. That's the joy. Yeah, that's the joy of it. Yeah, he was reflecting on the things that him and his grandmother did. Yes, and he said he had a good time. Yes, that's important. That's important. Family is important. No matter what happens, you're going to be right. They're going to be right. You're going to be wrong. They're going to be wrong. But family is important. That's right. Family is important. So we as a family must stick together, stand strong for one another, help each other out, being able to lean and depend on one another. Take each other at their word. If I tell you I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to do something for you. Got to stand on the word. Yes, stand on the word. Yes, if I tell you, I got to do it. If I say I'm not going to do it, don't expect me to do it. Family is important. There's joy when a family comes together. Yes, there's joy when family comes together. Don't let it always be at a sad occasion like a funeral or at a quick rushed occasion like a wedding. Take time to spend time. That's right, that's right. Take time to spend time. If you take time to spend time, then you can look back or reflect back on the time that you had together and say, it sure was a good time. Yeah, that's what Florida Evans and JJ, woo, dynamite. That's what they did. They took time to spend time, even in their circumstances situation. Rent was short. Son got in trouble. Daughter got hooked up with the wrong man. The landlord didn't want to act right. The people next door giving them problems. They always found a way to get joy out of the situation. Yes, they always found a way to bring joy out of the situation. And that's what we have to do. We have to take time to spend time in order to find that joy. Have the kids to pull up those PS3s. Turn off your BlackBerry. Put down your iPhone. Just turn off the TV. Sit back and ask your family, what is it that you enjoy when we come together? What is it that you miss when we don't come together? What can we do to improve our family, personal, interpersonal relationships? What can I do to make sure you better? What can you do to help me become better? Because we are family. Hey! Yeah, we are family. That's what it is. That's what it is. Hey, I got all my brothers and sisters with me. Hey, yeah. We are family. Hey, woo. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right there. enhance one another. Enhance one another. Equip one another. Instruct one another. Inspire and educate one another. Do they know your favorite color? Do they know your favorite song? Do they know what you like and what you don't like? When was the last time you was truthful with them? When was the last time they was truthful with you? When was the last time you spent more than 5 minutes together? Yeah, you know, because as Pee Wee said, Grandma taught him some valuable family lessons. And one of the family lessons was you got to spend time. You got to stay together. You got to stick together. Because, you know, you can be in the same room together and not be together. Right? You can be in the same room together and not be together. That's why you have to turn off that BlackBerry. Put on that iPhone. Don't let the children friends come over that day. Don't turn on the TV. Get there in a group huddle and just talk. And just talk and listen. And get an understanding. Don't be quick to get upset about a question that you asked that you wanted to get an answer to. Or a question that they asked that they wanted to get an answer to. Don't be quick to get upset. Because it's all about allowing the family to come together and have a good time. Yes, having a good time. Because you can't have a good time if you got tension. Well, since I'm the job doctor, I can overcome all things. Yes, because there's a power within me. Hey, that allows me, enables me to overcome all obstacles and all situations. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, 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 yes. And see, that's where you got to be, my fellow friends. You got to get to the point where you can overcome anything and everything. That's right. That's right. That's right. And it all starts in the mind. Yes. If you condition your mind, you'll save your heart. That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. If you condition your mind, you'll save your heart. That's right, the joy doctor said, condition your mind. Don't let everything get up in there. Don't let everything stay up in there. Don't let everything in there become a heavy weight. Yeah, filter those things out. All that stuff is not important. In chapter 13, that's right, that's right. You know, that's dumping it. Putting it in the trash. Yeah, if it's not important, it got to go. If it's somewhat important, it can stay there, but for a limited time. You know, kind of like one of them going out of business sales or one of them clearance sales. Only for a limited time. That's right, that's right, that's right. Let it stay there only for a limited time. And those things that are important, they get there, you deal with them, and it's done. That's right, that's right. You get there, you deal with it, and it's done. Yes, yes, yes. Then that way, you won't be burdened down. You won't be worried. You won't be carrying around baggage. You won't be carrying around disappointment. You'll have joy. Yeah. Woo! Come on here. Yeah, you have joy. Yes, you have joy. That joy that bubbles on the inside to make you smile and everybody smile with you. Yes, because you don't want to walk around with a frown. Because when you walk around with a frown, everybody knows you're down. But poor didn't know it. Come on here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Poor didn't know it. Come on here. Yeah. But you want to hang out with the joy doctor. Yes, the joy doctor, because he will instruct you and empower you and enlighten you on how to have joy. Come on. Yeah, how to have joy. Joy is a wonderful thing. Sorrow is trouble. It's heavy. You can't shake it off. Worry is heavy. You can't shake it off. Disappointment is heavy. You can't shake it off. But when you grab hope to joy, woo! Boy, you feel light as a feather. Yes, you do. You feel light as a feather. And if you can grab hope to that joy even in the midst of your disappointment. Woo! I'm telling you, it'll do something for you, it'll do something for you, it'll do something for you. Yes, it'll do something for you. Yes, that's the reason I like Pee Wee. Uh-huh. Pee Wee, he don't let nothing bother him. That's right. He was reflecting on the good time that he had with his grandmother. Yes, all of us wasn't able to have that time with our grandmother or our grandfather or our mom or our dad. But the time that we have with our family members, it should be a joyful time. It should be a rejoicing time. It should be a time of reflecting and getting an understanding and learning and knowing and growing. That's right, learning, knowing, and growing. Yes, because family is important. Family is important. Friends are important. Neighbors are important. But family is important. Why? Because you knew them first. That's right, that's right. You knew them first. Uh-huh. Before you had friends, before you had outside influences, you have family. Family is the core. And if you can't get joy within your family, you can't give joy to your friends. You can't give joy to your acquaintances. You first have to must get joy within yourself, share with your family, and then it goes out to your friends. Because love starts at home and shares abroad. Come on here. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Charity starts at home and shares abroad. That's right. So begin with yourself. Then it goes to your family, then it goes to your friends and your significant others, family, spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, however you want to look at it, however you want to say. But that's how it works. Yes, yes, yes. So you've been listening to the Joy Doctor on Blog Talk Radio each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, the Joy Doctor, you can find him on Blog Talk Radio each Monday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And don't forget to get fit. Yeah, don't forget to get fit on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Yes, Miss Fitness. Yes, Miss Fitness 360. Wes will be on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to have to go by there and get me some of them classes because, you know, me trying to pick up the lady at the butcher shop, I can't be gained all this weight eating grandma's recipe. Yeah, she gave me her little recipe book. Uh-huh. I got it stashed out to the side. Yeah, I've been going through fixing some of them things. Boy, I've been preparing myself. Yeah, so when, yeah, when she come down from the butcher shop, I'm going to my house. Yeah, I'm going to have dinner. Woo, it's going to be wonderful. Uh-huh, and I'm going to be able to smile. Yeah, I'm going to be able to smile. Because I know I'm going to have a good time. Woo, come on here. Yeah, good time. Yeah. Woo, I won't be like Florida. I won't be upset like James. But I'll be dancing, woo, like JJ. Come on here. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll be dancing like JJ. Yeah, holler that on my. Woo, because I'll be having a good time. So, get your workout on. On Wednesday night at 6 p.m., Miss Fitness 360. Yes, Miss Fitness 360. Get your workout on. Yes, she will tell you and instruct you on how to do this, 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 and this. And when you do that, you'll feel good about yourself. And you can come back on Monday night right here between 8 and 9 and listen to the Joy Doctor because then you're feeling good about yourself, feeling carefree. Yeah, right here on the Joy Doctor, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. Tune in. Enjoy, laugh, cry, dance, shout, whatever you want to do to express your joy, because that is the purpose of the Joy Doctor, is to bring you joy and let you know that you can have joy in every situation and every circumstance. No matter whatever it is, you can do it. Whatever it is, you can handle it. Because why? You have joy.